they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Wow. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. All of it presented to you. That was a great hour last. I was busy during the break, so I slipped there. Presented to you. Let me fix it with an S, not a V. Presented to you by X Insurance. Here's the deal. Little bit of business. Just to let you know, tomorrow's National Weekday program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, will be an encore presentation. There will be no video live stream tomorrow, but it will be an encore presentation of 8 days ago with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, which was one of the most solid hours of radio he and I have ever done together. And the information that was presented to us by Mr. Gottlieb was incredibly informative and incredibly frightening. And part of the reason I say that is because Mr. Gottlieb made it very, very clear when I said that when he has the ear of the White House. Alan was at Trump's acceptance speech last week for the nomination at the convention. He was invited days earlier and was in the White House the next day. He was invited personally by President Trump, a personal extended invitation from the President of the United States. Alan is you. Alan is me. Alan is us collectively as freedom-loving, gun-owning Americans. And when Alan has the ear of the president like that, you and I have the ear of the president. And Alan explained and made it very, very clear what happens if the wrong thing happens in November this year and we lose that seat at that table, that proverbial table, if you will, that Alan represents for all of us. And the hour is incredible. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. You'll hear it replayed tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be meeting with X Insurance executives out west for those solid days, allowing for some travel. But we're putting together stuff for you. So just a lot going on. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, will be sitting in the seat for me on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, our weekday show, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You're in for a real treat. KQAM, Wichita's big talker, thanks for letting us borrow him. You guys got a great host up there, and he's a lot of fun, and I know the audience loves him. Now, thanks. You know, let me do this too quickly. Let me thank Alan. Let me thank AWR Hawkins. Let me thank Patch Baker, and let me thank, of course, Patricia Huff from gunbroker.com for the last 2 hours. Extremely informative stuff. Glad to be able to bring them. I hope you enjoyed them as much as I enjoyed bringing them to you. Now, whew, got all that out of the way. I think we're good to go. How about we jump into what is going to be no doubt a thought-provoking and no doubt yet again provocative roundtable. Let's start with the man up on my screen behind me here, Mr. Neil McCabe. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Mark. I hope everybody's enjoying this Labor Day weekend. This, of course, is the sort of unofficial start of that last 2 months of the presidential election. Mm-hmm. And everybody, it really hasn't been slow so far, and it's only going to get crazier and crazier, Mark.
It's going to get brutal. It's going to get ugly. The lies are rolling. Biden has already got campaign ads out on that bogus story about Trump and hating vets. It's just ridiculous. We're going to talk with you in the roundtable, Neil, your latest column at the Tennessee Star at TennesseeStar.com. We'll talk about that momentarily, and it will allow for some great conversation here on the broadcast. Now, coming up next in the roundtable, Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Justin, how the heck are you? Welcome back, man. Great to have you at the table with us today, Justin. How's it going,
brother?
Doing
good. Doing good. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, my friend. People love you on the program, and we do as well. And we're going to go. There's your photograph up there behind me in the studio. Flipping over to Neil, and Brad Primo from Lead Slingers is going to pop up here in just a second. Brad, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey and a regular at the Roundtable. How you doing, my man?
No, Mark, if I was doing any better, that'd be two of me right now.
So, let me tell you something. And a big, fat shout-out to Di, who's watching over on the Facebook stream. And if those of you who are, we appreciate it. If you're watching on television, thank you. We're at home with you. And to all of our hundreds of radio stations around the country, it's great to be with you. Let's get this thing, let's get this party started. Let's start with, Brad, I'm going to start with you, because I love that, it'd be two of you, huh? Boy, oh boy, imagine having two of you at the round table. That'd be great. There was an article, an opinion piece on Fox News that I'm not going to go into. I don't have it in front of me. I'm just going to go off of memory. But the headline and the basic premise of the story is what I'm concerned with here. And that is, it was written in no uncertain terms today. It ran up on, it's probably still up. You can probably still find it on the page somewhere. That the Democrats have absolutely no intention, zero intention of accepting a second Donald Trump term. None. No intention whatsoever of accepting it. When you hear something like that, Brad, what does that mean to you?
It's discouraging. It's concerning. Where does it stop? I think that's the first question that pops in my head is where does it stop and how far are they willing to take this? I mean, if they're going to start basically undermining confidence in elections, if they're going to stop respecting the results of legally held elections, then, you know, we don't really have a country anymore, honestly. I mean, that at that point, it becomes, a sectarian, tribal society at that point, in my opinion. I mean, if we don't have confidence in our elections, what do we have?
Oh, that is such a great point. Justin, let me flip it over to you here, kind of go backwards around the table now, then take it over to Neil as we come towards the end. So we've actually got plenty of time here. That's a good thing. Justin, when you hear that, I mean, just the headline itself, just the basic premise of the story, which was outlined, flat out, the Dems have no intention, none, of accepting a second term. What do you feel like when you hear that?
Well, this country is worth fighting for. So we fought one civil war to keep this country together and to put the Dems in their place. And if we have to fight another one, I guess we will.
We talked about last week the column by Michael Bain, and Neil was not here. I would love to get some commentary from him on that. I think I'm going to reach out back into that column, because Michael is telling us, Justin, that we've reached a point of acceptable violence in this country. And to me, that's the underlying threat, Neil. What Justin just said seems to me to be the underlying threat when I hear that a major U.S. party, who supposedly, according to Hillary criminal Clinton, is unwilling, that Trump is unwilling to leave the White House, that this major American party is unwilling to accept any second term of a duly elected president, that has underpinnings to me of grave national security threat. Did I just put a tinfoil hat on, or do I have every right to feel that way?
We have seen violence in the streets, really, that exceeds what we saw in the 1960s.
Yes.
And that really says a lot, because, what we saw, especially in the late 60s, was supposedly like the worst ever. I would say that the violence that we're seeing now in the streets with paramilitaries, militia, organized civilians going after police, going after soldiers, federal law enforcement, it really rivals what we saw in the 15 years before the Civil War.
Yes, it does.
And that's all. And you talk about not just bloody Kansas, but, similar events that were going on in Maryland and Illinois and Florida. That's one thing. The second thing that really addresses your main question is that the Obama administration did not respect the last election's results, and there was no transition to Donald Trump. Donald Trump was not given the keys and allowed to drive the car that that the American people had purchased for him. He was never in charge of the deep state. To this day, the Pentagon has continued to find the president, while claiming to be, nonpartisan, the whole hullabaloo about Confederate, you know, army bases named after Confederate generals, that was all generated out of the Pentagon. All of these leaks about different, about the military parades and things, all out of the Pentagon. The Pentagon fully cooperated with the sort of the bogus impeachment inquiry against the orders of the White House, because the White House was trying to negotiate lawyers and other things. The Pentagon ignored the White House negotiation. It just went ahead and cooperated.
We're going to pick that right up. I want to continue that line of questioning. We're going to go over to Brad Primo with that and then over to Justin. I want everybody's comment on that about the Pentagon from Neil. Don't go away. Great roundtable lined up for you today. Provocative stuff. We'll be right back.
What hour do you need from next week or last week? You there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I had my mic muted. The first hour with Alan Gottlieb. Was it, it was last Sunday's. Wasn't it? Yeah, right. I think it was. It was last Sunday's hour, yes.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck Holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, thank you for the rejoin. Appreciate that very much. I'm reading some comments online. Those of you who are viewing the show on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Please make sure to like and share that, by the way, during or after the program. I'd appreciate it very much. And people are concerned. People are very concerned about the level of violence. They're concerned with what they heard Neil say about the Pentagon. They're concerned about what they heard Neil say about the Obama administration not turning over the keys to the car that we purchased for Donald Trump. And they're concerned with my reference to the Democrats, when we are seeing it on the street, the violence in the street, and they're concerned with Brad, let's go right to you, with, you know, not being able to accept or unwilling, 100% completely unwilling to accept a second term from Donald Trump. We know that that's more than like, that's just a fact. But what Neil was talking about, you know, you're talking the Pentagon, okay? You're talking bureaucrats, you're talking deep state individuals inside the Pentagon. You're a veteran. You fought for this country. What does that make you think about?
I think something a lot of people may not realize, you know, from the civilian side, is that generals are just politicians in uniform.
Yep.
You don't get your star. Unless you play the politics game and you have the right politics that they can get along with the people in charge. And if you remember, throughout the Obama administration, there were several very high ranking generals that were kind of pushed into retirement, fired. There was kind of a bloodletting, in the flag officer ranks. And those guys were replaced with people that were politically acceptable to, people like that you were in the Obama administration. So it's really no surprise that, you know, these are career dudes. They're still hanging around the Pentagon, and they're going to undermine, the Trump administration. They're kind of left behind as nasty little surprises and as assets to be used by the Democrats to undermine the president. So it doesn't surprise me. And, it's something that I think the Trump administration probably should have dealt with more effectively.
Yeah, Justin, how could they have dealt with that more effectively? I mean, we know what Trump had to put up with when you want to call it a transition. Are you kidding me? We know what happened, and we know what's happening now. We know what happened with the spying on the campaign. We know and I want to save this one because it's going to be another question. Suffice to say, we know these things. The Trump president, the Trump administration knows this. The president knows this. So, if you're the Trump administration going into this election, knowing that the enemies of our freedoms, today's Democrat, Socialist, Communist, Marxist Party, is not going to accept the outcome of your victory, just give me your thoughts. I want to hear what you think about what Brad said and what Neil said.
You know, the president has done the best job that he could. I mean, it's very clear that the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, and all those guys on that side of the aisle never expected to lose. And it looks like under the Obama administration, they had put in place a purge of the officer corps, including the generals and the colonels. And historically, I'm more concerned about the colonels doing something crazy than the generals, because you don't become a general by taking risks. You become a general by being a yes man and doing what the political bosses want you to do. So if you're going to find insurrection in the military, it's going to come from a colonel. So that's where I would hope that President Trump is looking at. I hope he's looking at all the colonels he's got and purging them pretty quickly.
And I'll tell you,
that's where he's going to be trouble.
Did you ever think we'd be having a conversation like this? You know, I have often said, Neil, you've been a guest on this program for many, many years, and you have oft heard me say that the day is rapidly approaching. If the Democrats don't stop this nonsense, the day is rapidly approaching that good, decent, hardworking, taxpaying Americans are going to have to make decisions in their lives they never thought they would ever have to make in this country. And I would be asked, what are you specifically saying? Is that a threat? And I would say, no, I don't know the answer. I don't know what those decisions are. That will be determined by the Democrats if they keep up this nonsense. And by this nonsense, I mean mainstream media shenanigans, this complete destruction of trust and objectivity in, you know, in a media that's just dead now. It's gone from any semblance of, I don't even think it's ever been, you know, objective, but it's certainly far worse today than it ever has been. So, Neil, is that day coming that Americans are going to have to make some very difficult decisions? And what do you think some of those decisions might be? I want to get each and every one of you to answer that. Neil, what do you think?
Well, Mark, I mean, it's the evidence of what you're saying is all around us, because people are at the breaking point. And, you know, I think for a lot of just sort of regular Americans, we didn't realize how far this divorce had gone along. It's like the left has been sort of undermining this sort of what people call the founding consensus, right? Those things that we all agree to. And the left has just been tossing them out the window, and we weren't even paying attention. And it's remarkable to me how much regular, how much abuse regular Americans are willing to take because of their commitment to the founding consensus and the rule of law and law enforcement and not taking matters into your own hands. The trust in the legal system and the trust in our sort of our national security and domestic security apparatus to protect us is, you know, it's like whole blocks of businesses have been torched before our eyes and nobody did anything about it. People just took it. And there's going to reach a point where people just can't take it anymore. It's really, it's sad, and it's a crazy game of chicken. And when Biden and his people say that if Trump is reelected, these riots will continue.
Right, right.
That it's like, hold on, friend. What exactly is going on here?
Well, first of all, they don't have to tell us that. We know that. Okay. We know who's instigating this. And I believe, Brad, that America is A, onto this, B, doesn't want anything to do with it in our future. I don't believe it. If you, listeners, if you heard Alan Gottlieb talk about this in the first hour, we were alluding to the same thing. Brad, I'm going to go to you and Justin when we come back. Sean's just told me that we've got 30 seconds here, so I'm not paying attention to my clock. I'm so enthralled by the conversation that I want to get your position on this. Of, you know, so kind of just think about what Neil was saying there. I think we're all fed up. We're fed up. And I want to know from you, what do you think terrible decisions Americans might have to make? You know, and I think nobody wants to answer that question, but if you don't, if you guys don't, I will be more than happy to answer it after I hear from you and Justin. We'll go Brad Primo from Lead Slinger's Whiskey when we come back here in the CrossFit Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's microphone presented to you by X Insurance. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you.
Sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. The promo code is AAR at Mike Lindell's wonderful company, MyPillow.com. You know, it's cool because in the house here, just to let you know, we have the pillow toppers, the towels, we have the Giza sheets, we have the pet bed, and of course we have the pillows. And an American-made product by an American businessman who supports the right to bear arms almost leaves me speechless. If you need any of these items for your home and the many other things that are offered by MyPillow.com, for gosh sakes, use the promo code AAR and support us in the process of supporting this great American, a patriot who is a huge supporter of Donald Trump, who is working diligently on his own to help get Trump reelected because he's one of us. And we support each other. It's the way it works. And it supports Armed American Radio. It helps us. It's, you know, requires a lot going on behind the scenes to bring Armed American Radio to hundreds of radio stations, now going on 12 years. So support all of our sponsors. More about that in the next break. Brad, I'm going to go back to you, to Neil's, you know, Neil made some provocative statements there. Not provocative, truthful, but it's a provocative topic, let's face it. And he mentioned the word divorce. You know, he said the divorce that we're going through. And I said that people are going to have to make tough decisions. I guess it kind of goes hand in hand with divorce. That's a tough decision. What kind of decisions do you think Americans are going to have to make Al, that we're talking about what we're talking about here, and let's just be upfront and frank about it.
Well, I mean, you know, we all have to, you know, think about, you know, what's worth fighting for. You know, is there anything left, you know, that we think is worth fighting for? And if so, you know, how do we do it? You know, I think that right now is, you know, a very wise move. If you haven't been doing it, if you can manage to find ammo, like you need to be buying guns and ammo consistently anyways. I think all Americans should, but right, especially right now. You know, these people are running around burning down police stations. So if they can burn down the police station, they can burn down your house just as easily. You need to be ready for that type of unrest. I think you need to be mentally ready, you know, just in the arena of ideas to be able to defend your position, you know, because there is going to be a time when, you know, the conversations are still valuable. I don't think we're past that quite yet. So being able to articulate your point and represent our side in an honorable way is also very important, because when things do go, if they do go bad, you know, you're going to want to have the high ground, I think, morally, for whatever that's worth.
Justin, let me take you to that. That was well said. You know, be prepared. Well, shouldn't we be prepared anyway? Go ahead. Tell me what you think about what you just heard.
I mean, look at Richard Pryor guy in Portland who got assassinated.
Yeah.
And then after a funeral, they run over the Proud Boys guy. I mean, the killing has started. I mean, this is political assassination, and we know where that leads historically. We know that the other side has decided to use violence and has decided to kill people on our side. And when we see that, my greatest concern or my greatest fear was that, you know, the people who love this constitutional republic and love the freedoms and liberty would be so scared of losing what they have that they don't get out there and fight. Mm, yeah. But now I'm convinced that Americans are making up their minds and figuring out what's going on. And I think most red-blooded Americans who love liberty are starting to decide that they are willing to fight, not only to fight, but to kill and to die. And so as long as the good men and women of this country who love liberty are willing to kill and die for liberty, then that's what we'll have by.
Isn't that how we obtained it in the first place in America? And now you have groups of people teaching this ridiculous 1619 project garbage, et cetera. You know, so yes, the whole transformation. This is, and I'm with you, Justin. I'm Brad. I'm with you, Neil. This is, or let me ask you this. Let me ask it to you. Is this the fundamental transformation of America and the vision Barack Obama had playing itself out now? Is what we're seeing on the left now one of those parts of the puzzle that if they had to resort to, they would?
Well, I mean, Obama's trying to transform and then pass it off to Hillary, who is going to complete the transformation. Mm-hmm. You know, they wanted it done peacefully. They wanted it done quietly. They wanted the sort of the transition to one of those, you know, so the United States would be like one of those democratic socialist states where the economy climbs along at 1 or 2% and that there's no real change in elections and everything just sort of slides along with this permanent class of elites that Obama belongs to and Hillary. And,
right,
you know, you look at all these kids, these trust fund anarchists who are in the streets. They didn't want violence, but golly, they're willing to bring it. And, you know, and I think that, you know, going back to divorce, I think a lot of people, when divorce hits them, there's a lot of people, it actually comes as a surprise. A lot of people didn't realize that they were heading towards a divorce, which, you know, sort of speaks to the, you know, whatever communications, whatever was going on in that relationship. But they are so far advanced in their divorcing us, mm-hmm, and we're just playing catch up. And it's conceivable, what, is it really that shocking to anybody today that, you know, if Oregon, Washington, and California just like split off, like absurd a year ago, but today that's regular conversation.
They're trying to do it. There are groups trying to do just that in those states. You know, it's a crazy upside down world. When people would ask me what I meant by that question, I'll answer that. You know, what did I think? You know, what was it that I'm saying? And I've been saying this for 12 years on the air. This is not something new. This didn't just pop up today. This I've been discussing this long since before Donald Trump had decided to run for president. It wasn't even a thought in my mind at the time. But when I say Americans are going to be forced, if the Democrats keep this nonsense up, I was referring back to the Obama years and this fundamental transformation. You could see the wheels begin to spin, that they were heading in this direction, and that what Neil just said was the transformation. And Hillary, of course, was expected through a rigged election, and they lost it. Now they've literally lost it. And because they've literally lost it, they've moved on to their plan B. That means for you, you have to make decisions. What decisions? You have to make decisions of whether or not you're willing to commit a crime. Because the Democrats have in store taking things from you that belong to you today. Are you willing to give it to them? David Kodria once said on this program, we cannot lose our right to bear arms in this country. We can only willfully give it up. You're going to have to decide whether you're going to give them your stuff. You're going to have to, whoever thought in America that you might have to fight one day for what you have because of a major political, one of the two major political parties, not an outside foe, but an inside domestic enemy that wants to crush your way of life. This is brutal stuff to be talking about, but they are fighting and killing in the streets today, as you've heard. Brad, I don't even like talking about this stuff. You got 30 seconds. Take it away.
Yeah, I think, you're absolutely right. And I'll say this, after, you know, seeing what sectarian violence looks like in Iraq firsthand, Americans are not ready for that. I don't care who they think they are or what, they're not ready for it. You know, they're not ready for the fact that when stuff like that goes bad, you end up having, you know, hit squads, death squads that are pulling people out of their house and shooting them in the street in the middle of the night. Crazy stuff like that. Americans are not ready for it. They don't want to go there.
No, and the rhetoric has to be amped down from the leaders at the top who are causing such division. It is just incredible, absolutely incredible. When we come back, we're going to go to Justin Moon and go in a little bit different direction here for the remaining segment of Armed American Radio's Roundtable. I can't believe it's almost over. I hate it. But we'll be back right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 TE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside for the final segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I can't believe it. I mean, time just flies by. Fastest 3 hours in radio, I'll tell you that much. But glad you could be here with us. I've got just what is an awesome, absolutely awesome weekly lineup in Armed American Radio's Classic Roundtable. Brad Primo, CEO of Leadslinger's Whiskey, Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, and of course, the great Neil McCabe, Washington, D.C. correspondent, longtime correspondent for Armed American Radio, and of course, Neil reporting live on One American News Network from the White House of Capitol Hill for a number of years, now writing for Tennessee Star and others. We're going to go to his column in a moment, but Justin, I wanted to get your thoughts on what Brad said, just, you know, commenting and wrapping up about how Americans aren't ready for this stuff, for divorce and all that. I just want to hear what you have to say about that before we head over to the column.
I'm sure Americans don't want it. But when you got a black bear in front of you and his ears are slapped back against his head and he starts charging at you, there's no other choice but to stay calm, hold level, pull the trigger.
You know, the surefire way that Americans can end all of this and amp things down, Neil, a solid landslide, decisive victory in November, which personally I believe is coming. You wrote, but if you believe all the polls, guys, okay, we are exactly where we were in 2016. In fact, the Fox News poll that were out, I believe, mirrored a Rasmussen poll that showed this is exactly where Hillary was ahead of Trump in the states that Trump won. I do not see Wisconsin, Neil. I don't think the Democrat constituents in the streets of Kenosha did the Harris-Biden campaign any favors. And here's why I think that, and then I want you to talk about your column so we can all comment on it quickly. And that is because the mainstream media, through a massive lie of omission, left out the 15 miles that Trump's motorcade drove through tens of thousands, throngs of supporters lining both sides of the road for 15 miles. Biden had two people meet him at an airport, and he spoke to an empty room. Then what did he do? He spoke to the family of the individual shot by police and gave comfort and talked about people who were protesting in Kenosha. I believe America sees right through it. Take it away.
Well, yeah, there's a group called Cloud Research, and what they found is that 11% of Republicans and 10% of Trump supporters are say that they would lie to a pollster because for various reasons. But on the Democratic side, it's roughly 5% of Democrats and 5% of Biden supporters. But what it really talks about is the sort of the hidden or shy Trump voter is real. It was something we knew about when we were doing the polling for the Breitbart Gravis polling, and it's showing up again, and nobody has done anything to correct it, and they act as if it doesn't happen, but it's there. And I think that one of the reasons why people will mislead a pollster is because of the violence and the shame and the attack from the media that you get, and people are getting fired for wearing a MAGA hat. And so I think it's a very dangerous situation, but I have to commend this group called Cloud Research and the co-CEO and the chief research officer who really talked to me about length, and we really kind of broke it down, and I write about that in the Tennessee Star. His name is Lieb Lipman. And I hope people get a chance to sort of go through it. One of the interesting things that he did say, Mark, is that he did see that there was hidden one of the places where the Trump voters are hiding is among African Americans.
Right. Yes.
And he said that's something that should be studied more closely.
Even though I think I don't remember. Please forgive me for this one. I don't remember who the pollster, what pollster it was, but found support among blacks now at 24%. And the comment was, if that holds, it's game over. I believe that number is higher than that. I truly do. Let me go over to you, Brad, quickly on this. This piece, by the way, folks, is at the Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com. It is titled by Neil McCabe. You can Google it. Exclusive. Pollster explains his finding that 10% of Trump supporters lie on surveys. Make sure to go read that. It's a great piece. And I think you'll find yourself in there. Brad, one takeaway for you to address is that people won't go out to certain areas wearing a MAGA hat. I have one. I don't wear it only because it's the kind of style of hat that I don't like. I like the one that I have on now. And that one's not that. But I wear a Trump 2020 mask if I'm forced to be a sheep, if I have to be in some place that I have to be at, like where I needed to get my new glasses. I had no choice but to go in. They required a mask. Every time I've worn it, anywhere I've been, everybody's commented, dude, love that mask, but they've said it quietly. This is showing up in the polls, or not showing up in the polls, I should say, right?
Right. I mean, and, you know, I've thought about that before, and I've actually, you know, I've had to kind of chuckle a little bit because I saw a red hat one time and a white letter that says, relax, it's just a hat.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I've thought, I mean, you know, because that's something I've had to consider is you know, I'm 40, so I'm not old, I'm not young. But I've never, you know, people are literally being assaulted for wearing a shirt or a hat that other people don't like. You know, I've never seen quite like that. And I think that, you know, personally, like I would not, I don't think anybody in the right mind would put on a MAGA hat and walk in Portland right now.
Oh, no.
You know, so, I mean, like if that's the case, you know, and people realize that that is the case, that is the rules we're playing under right now. It doesn't surprise me at all that there's a tremendous amount of support for the president that's just not being broadcast. People are just keeping to themselves, and they're playing the gray man. You know, be the gray man, don't be noticed, then go do your duty at the poll.
There's no doubt about it, and I had seen some comments. Justin, I've seen comments in here from some individuals that are listening to the show that mentioned that they had jumped in a little bit late because they were driving from Mississippi into Texas and up into Colorado, and there are Trump signs, people, things, flags everywhere. That's a pretty good indication, isn't it?
Yes, I agree with you. There's a surge in the polls for President Trump, and I believe in a free and fair election, it will be a landslide.
You know, I'm with you on that. But I don't want that to be... I believe Trump is going to take Minnesota. I think Minnesota flips for the first time in a long time. I think since 1972, at least. Neil would probably know that better. Wisconsin, Trump. Pennsylvania, Trump. Ohio, foregone conclusion. Michigan. I mean, you just would have to believe that Michiganders want more tyranny like they're living under with that Gretchen Whitmer. I don't see it. People want their businesses open. Trump wants their businesses open. I just don't see it. We need a decisive victory to save the Second Amendment. Justin, you got the last word today, man. I love it. Thank you for being here. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Neil McCabe, God bless you for everything you do. TennesseeStar.com. Read the piece. TennesseeStar.com. Pollster explains his finding that 10% of Trump supporters lie on surveys. Patricia Huff, thank you for being here. Patch Baker, thank you for being here. Alan Gottlieb, the most powerful man in the world fighting for gun rights. Thank you for being here. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. An unbelievable 3 hours of radio. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you Friday. Got a busy week coming up, and enjoy the encore tomorrow.
10.
Safe and happy Labor Day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.